that? Why did he do that? If she really mattered to him, wouldn't he wait until he got her agreement? But, being honest with herself, Avery had to admit that went both ways. If he mattered to her, why make him wait? After the year she'd had, she deserved some fun. Bad boy Rowdy Yates, with his scrumptious bod, brazen attitude, and overactive libido, would be so much fun. A brisk October wind cut through Avery's jacket and sent shivers up her spine, bringing her back to the here and now. Daydreaming about Rowdy had become her prime preoccupation. Seldom did a minute pass that he didn't plague her mind. Maybe tonight, before he hooked up with someone else, she'd clue him in to how she felt. With that decision made, Avery unlocked the door. Only she and Rowdy had keys. It still amazed and pleased her that he trusted her so much. She would never do anything to make him regret that. Without turning on lights, she made her way through the dim interior of the bar. The early morning sunshine barely penetrated the shadows. Usually she arrived around 2 o'clock, an hour or so before her shift, so she could get set up. But she had errands to run today, as well as an important phone call to make, and she'd forgotten her phone near the register. She figured she may as well combine the trips. After locating her cell phone behind the bar, right where she'd left it, she started to leave. She'd taken only a few steps when she heard the first noise. Heart going heavy, alarm prickling, Avery stopped to listen. There, she heard it again, a slight rustling, a low groan. She swallowed hard. Had someone gotten in through the back door? A drunk? A vagrant? A robber? Or worse? No, she shook her head, denying that possibility. No one from her past would ever think to look for her here. There were times when she still couldn't believe the differences in her life, differences that, since meeting Rowdy, she no longer regretted. Besides, Rowdy's ongoing renovations to the bar had started with updating all the security, installing sturdy new locks to both the front and back door, and all the windows that opened. No one could easily break in. Before her transformation, she'd been an utter coward. Oh, sure, some might have called it circumspect, but she knew the truth. For far too long, she'd relied on others for everything. A year ago, when faced with an unknown noise, she would have slunk back out the front door and called the police to investigate. If it turned out to be nothing, well, she didn't mind the possible inconvenience to others. But a year in hiding had taught her to be more self-reliant, to handle her own problems. Independence had freed her, so she wouldn't backslide now. Trying to be utterly silent, Avery crept toward the sound, her ears straining. She heard another groan that appeared to come from Rowdy's office. Maybe a radio? The creak of the wind outside? Rowdy's door stood ajar, when he usually kept it closed. Daring took her only so far, but never beyond common sense. Just in case someone had found a way in, Avery pushed 911 on her cell and put her thumb on the call button. Inching along the wall, she held her breath until she stood right beside the door. Yeah, that's it. Recognizing Rowdy's rough whispered voice, Avery relaxed. Thinking he spoke on the phone, probably to one of his lady friends, she rolled her eyes, stepped around the doorframe, and her stomach did a free fall. Slouched in the big padded chair behind his desk, his hands gripping the armrests, his blonde head tipped back, Rowdy released another low groan, this one deeper, more gravelly. Avery saw him in profile, the large desk hiding most of his lower body, but not the top of the woman's head moving over him, precisely in the general area of his lap. Good God! She knew what they were doing. Even an idiot wouldn't misunderstand. Jealousy?